Ratio of rubbish dumped into the oceans to the weight of fish caught, 3 to 1.
One way to get hold of the narrative is to look at the 4 points in the chapter in which Paul speaks. We've already read the first words that he says. Paul gives this little bit of advice. Sir, I can see that the voyage will be dangerous and have much heavy loss, not only of the cargo and the ship, but also of our lives. Now, Paul is on the ship as a prisoner. He is known as an itinerant preacher, and he learned a trade as a tent maker. None of these, prisoner, preacher, tent maker, make him an expert at sailing. His extensive travels have given him some hard-won experience, sure, but whatever the blow to Paul's ego in making the final decision, the centurion put more confidence in the judgment of the captain, the pilot, and the sailors than in Paul. So from that point on, nothing at all goes right, and the captain and crew take ever more drastic measures just to stay afloat. Not long out, they are hit by a nor'easter and lose control of the ship. Gaining some temporary shelter behind an island, they pull up the small boat they are carrying behind them and strengthen their ship's hull by reinforcing it with ropes. Afraid of running aground, they point the ship into the storm and are again driven.